And I'm going to let you sit down. Anyone who's sitting, stand up. Because you may have noticed that it's a little chilly in here today, isn't it? This isn't just because we wanted you to feel miserable and cold on Christmas Day. This is because our heating's gone down. So what I want you all to do is jump up and down for me, okay? Right, everyone, you've got to get jumping. Come on, all the kids. If you're near the back and you can't see, you've got to come up the front, drag your mum and dad's at the front. You've got to stretch up just in case your coffee didn't actually wake you up this morning. Do a bit of a jump up and down, a bit of a stretch. Ooh! Okay, right. Well done. Now, and so we've got to get our vocal cords working because we haven't got enough kids here to shout loud enough. So what I want you to do is I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, what day is it today? And you're going to shout Christmas Day. And then we're going to go 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? And we're going to shout Jesus. Okay? Excellent. 1, 2, 3, 4, what day is it today? 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate?
Jesus.
Come on, shout it to me louder. 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate?
Jesus.
Woo! Give him a clap. Okay, guys, take a seat. Now, if there's any little ones back there who are not going to be able to see, please come up the front with your mums and dads. We'd just love it if you'd be able to see properly. I will be prancing around the stage a little bit. I will need you to heckle. Very often, please do, otherwise I might get a little embarrassed. Okay, so, if you've been a regular at court for the past few months, you might recognise this box. Who's seen it before? Me! Wow, what box? What has this done before? What has it been before? Can anyone remember? Gorillas! That was quite scary, wasn't it? Anything else? Can anyone remember? It's been a shoebox as well. It was quite a large shoebox, but it was a shoebox. Well, today, it's been wrapped, because it's Christmas. And there's something inside. Now, I need you to get your thinking caps on, because I'm going to give whatever is inside to the person who guesses it. I don't think Jesus is in the box, but I might be theologically unsound if I said that. So I want you to take 30 seconds and introduce yourself to the person next to you and take a guess what's in the box. I'll be asking you at the end of the service. Leave it for 30 seconds or so. Oh, bring Ethan up with you.
Can I? I don't know if they'll be able to hold them.
No?
Ah, sure, I'll bring them.
Marvellous. Now, Dilys is going to read us our reading for today.
Ethan's going to read because it's his first Christmas.
Yay!
Woo! I'll just let that drop. The reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. Excuse me. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
If you saw our Christmas play done by all the kids, we had a live baby Jesus. We have had a lot of babies born, but we were a bit... we had a girl baby Jesus, but don't tell anyone. No, I don't think anyone realised. But there we go. So we have a little boy now. He makes up for it. So, who has set out on a journey and not known their destination? Quite frequently, we set off in Dublin, not knowing our destination. Not really meaning to, but maps do very well. And once, me and John, we went off on holiday, and we flew out to Barcelona, which is in Spain, and we didn't know where we were going to stay. We didn't have a hotel booked. We just thought we'd turn up there and see what happened. And you might have some games, especially on the computer. You might have PlayStation games, especially you older boys out there. I know Johnny's rather, I think you're quite prone. Are you quite prone to your little PlayStation games? And very often, when you switch them on, they don't tell you everything, do they? You have to search for it. You have to pick up clues. You have to be attentive. You have to meet the right people. You have to say the right things. You have to press the right buttons. Well, this is what the wise men from the East did. They set out on an adventure. They set out into an unexpected journey, a journey into the unexpected. Now, these wise men that we hear about, they weren't actually kings. Sometimes we think they're kings, but the Bible doesn't tell us them. What they were very wise advisors to the kings in the East, probably from Babylonia. And they weren't Jews. They weren't looking out for the king who would be their king. They were Gentiles. They were people who didn't know the Old Testament, but they clearly did because they knew the prophecies. And so what did they know? What did we hear in that reading that they knew? We know that they had seen a star. We know that they understood what that meant, that the king of the Jews had been born, and they wanted to find him. So what would you do if you were going on a journey? Well, I think you'd pack your bags. I had my bag. I decided they're probably somewhere where curries would be made, so we're having a curry. And it wouldn't be Christmas without Maltesers, so we got some Maltesers there for the journey. Oh, I think one just fell on the floor. Yum, yum. And we're starting off from Ireland, so it's just on the floor there. I don't know whether your mum will let you eat it. and it's Ireland, so we probably need an umbrella. And it's pretty cold right now. Actually, someone else probably needs a scarf more than me. You want to wear this scarf? Yeah, it's pretty cold out there. And we have a hat. John doesn't let me wear this hat publicly. I can understand why. So we're wrapped up warm and we're going on a journey. So what questions do you think these wise men will be asking? They don't really know very much, do they? Where's he going to be living? Is he going to be in a palace? How old will he be?
Six.
Who are his mum and dad? Okay, will they let us see the king of the Jews when we find him? How long are we going to have to travel for? Do we have enough Maltesers?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What should we call him? What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus, cool. Cool. And what else do we know about him? okay. And I wonder whether one of them might have asked the others, are we doing the right thing? Should we be starting out on this journey when we don't really know much about where we're going? I think they might have been a bit nervous. I think they might have been a bit excited. And I wonder whether they were a little bit reverent. This was a king. They were going to travel hundreds of miles to find a king. So, should we go on the journey? Come on, we've got to get to Jerusalem. Oh, look, it's a star. Oh, where are we going? Where are we going? Quick, over here. Oh, there's a Malteser. I'll eat that. Oh, where are we going? Oh, I can see. Oh, I forgot my map. No wonder they might have got lost. There you go. You can help hold my map. And so they finally reached Jerusalem. They'll have travelled several hundred miles. There's Jerusalem. There's the map. They'll have travelled several hundred miles. And you know, these foreigners would have looked quite out of place. Not everyone has hats like this. I had to travel all the way to Ecuador to get this hat. And so they would have stood out. People would have been looking at them. Who are they? What are they up to? What are they doing? Why are they here? They probably didn't even speak the same language. Oh, it's very strange, very strange. But you know, these foreigners, I think they were quite excited. These wise men, they might even have written a postcard. Did you know that 8 out of 10 postcards mention the weather? There we go. So they would have found a little post box and they would have posted the postcard. But do you know why they were excited about being in Jerusalem? They were excited because it was the capital. It was where the king lived. It was where the temple was. It was where the Jews came to worship. They were looking for the king of the Jews. This was the place where they should find him. This is where the teachers of the law and the chief priests hung out. This is where they discussed and studied the Old Testament. This is where they learned about the prophecies. This is where they'll find the king. Or at least someone who would know what's going on. So they ask, who has been born the king of the Jews? Who has been born? Where? Do you know who's been born? And they just had blank faces. No one was interested. No one was interested. No one cared. These guys had travelled for hundreds of miles looking at a star, knowing what's going on. And the Jews is their king they didn't know anything about. And they weren't in the least bit interested. Maybe they were mocked. With the town crier, shot to the world, X Factor winner just announced. Mad magi on hunt to find imaginary king of the Jews. So they keep asking people. It hasn't rained yet, I can get rid of the umbrella now. And finally, Herod hears about it. The first crown I've ever actually made that fits me. Now Herod is not a man to be messed with. He is the king of this city, of this province. He has the golden crown. He has the great big palace. He has the advisors. He has the servants. He has the fine food and wine, and he'd worked for it. He was a bloodthirsty and ambitious man. He'd murdered his own children, he'd murdered his wives, and he would soon go on to murder more children. He had been appointed by the Romans. He'd been appointed by them as the king. And he was also, and you may not know this, an observant Jew. And he'd rebuilt the temple. He had a foot in both camps. He was the king of the Jews. And he wasn't going to let anybody else have any of the action. So, Herod summons his advisors. Herod, Herod. Oh. I feel a bit like, who's that guy out of Lord, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, the Fawn? Oh, Herod. Now, these advisors, they studied the Old Testament. Do you know that 7 books in the Old Testament prophesy the coming of the King of the Jews? We have one of your names down there as well, Daniel. We've got Psalms and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel and Micah and Zechariah and Malachi all tell us that the King of the Jews is coming. You'd think they'd be prepared, wouldn't you? You'd think they'd be excited when they heard it. You'd think they'd be up for it. You'd think that they'd want to get rid of their token figurehead, Herod. He wasn't really a proper Jew. He just kind of get pulled along into it. They would want the real king. They'd want the king that was destined from the throne of David. But you know what it says in the Bible? What do we hear? They were disturbed. They had a nice little setup with Herod, didn't they? They wanted to leave it the way it was. They had their promotion plans coming on quite nicely, thank you very much. They had their temple rebuilt. They had their little bribes and backhanders. They were very happy the way things were. They didn't want to rock the boat. So do you know what they thought? How can we get rid of these problems? How can we get rid of the Magi? How can we get rid of these men? How can we get rid of the King of the Jews? It's a present. You've got to keep thinking about what's in that box. So Herod summons the Magi to come and see him. So, we've been summoned. We've been summoned to the king. Oh, this is so exciting. Maybe he's going to tell us about Jesus. Maybe he's going to tell us where we can find him. Oh, so they got dressed up and they got ready to go and they marched up to the palace and they knocked on the door. And they saw Herod. But what they actually saw was a 70-year-old man who didn't really look like much of a king. But he certainly wasn't that into helping them very much with Jesus. He didn't want to come with them. The advisors told them to go to Bethlehem, but they weren't really much up for it. They weren't going to come with them. Didn't really know why they were telling them to go and find him. You know, I think the wise men might have been quite sad after that. They'd gone to Jerusalem. They'd gone to the home of the Jews. And no one really cared. But they got up, and the star was still there. So they followed it. And they followed it. And they travelled only 5 miles down to Bethlehem. And after travelling hundreds and hundreds of miles, the star finally stopped. Outside a house. There's not a grand palace. There's no servants. There's no town crier or spin doctor telling us how we ought to be interpreting events. Everyone was just getting on with their daily lives. And it was outside a house. So what did they do? I think they would have gone like this. Is it? This is such a disappointment. How embarrassing. I can't believe we did it. Oh, no. I think you might have had too much wine when we set up on that trip. I think clearly we were delusioned. It was a load of rubbish. I think what we need to do is actually just hide, actually. Quick, we'll get all our stuff. We'll hide the presents, because they don't really deserve the presents in that house. And we'll just get out of town. Quick, quick, quick. Is that what they did? No! Give me a shout. No. This is what they did. Will you put up the next slide? And we read this together. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened the treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. They recognized that they'd reached their destination. They recognized the King of Kings. It wasn't where they thought he'd be. But when they met him, they recognized him. What an unexpected destination. What an unexpected journey. The Magi on this journey had three choices. Well, they had many choices, but these are the three I want to highlight. Will you put up the next slide for me? They chose to watch and listen. They knew the prophecy and they'd seen a star. They chose to make the journey wherever it might lead them. And they chose to allow the unexpected. They found the king in a house and not a stable. King Herod and those Jewish advisors, they had those same choices. The Magi told them where they were going and what they'd seen, but they didn't want to listen. They could have made the journey. It was 5 miles, but they didn't want to. They didn't want to alter their plans for an unexpected arrival of God. And the thing about Jesus, is that he kept doing unexpected things throughout his life, didn't he? He healed people on the Sabbath when people gave him grief because he should have been resting. It should have been a rest day. You shouldn't be healing people. He went into quiet places to be with God, and people complained that he wasn't with them. You should be with us. You should be looking after us, not going off to be with the Lord. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. A donkey. And not a horse like people were expecting. And he ate with tax collectors who the Jews would not even associate with. Some of these things have been told to us in the Old Testament hundreds of years before, but people have put their own interpretations on how they thought Jesus should be. And so when he came as he was, they rejected him. Even the people in his hometown rejected him. But for those people who were like the Magi and wanted to see Jesus for who he really was, and not place their own expectations on him, then he revealed his true kingship, the true king. So like the Magi, Jesus invites us on that journey ourselves. He invites us into journeys into the unexpected. He invites us to lay down our expectations of him and how he should be. Let's not be a Herod, but let's welcome him as he is, so he can reveal more of who he really is. So I want to encourage you this Christmas, as you open up unexpected presents, to allow space for Jesus to move in unexpected ways. Because he was a baby who was born in a stable, but he was also the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It was an unexpected combination, but a very exciting one.
Thank you, Catherine. What I'd like to do is we're just going to have a time of prayer now. I just want to invite a couple of people to come up here and pray on our behalf. So who's going to be bold enough to do that? Who's going to come and pray for us? I'm sure you're... There we go. Superb. When one starts, you get another, then another. It's great. So it'd be great just to pray. Just pray whatever the Lord, you know, for the new year and whatever the Lord.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we've come to this time at this place, Lord. We thank you for all your mercies over the past year. We thank you that we have our families around us at this time. And Lord, we just bless you for the adventure that you've been leading us on over this past year. Lord, we thank you that you are unexpected, Lord. It just makes life so much more interesting and exciting, as well as challenging. But Lord, we're up for the challenge, Lord. We really want to listen to you and watch out for what you're doing over this next year. Father, we want to be led by you, not by what we've done before or what we think should happen. We want to hear the voice of your Spirit leading us as a church, Lord, as well as individuals and as families. Oh, Father, we just look forward to the journey, the unexpected, Lord, in the year ahead. Keep us close to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bless you for all your goodness. Amen.
One more prayer.
Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you that you are the God of the unexpected. And Lord, my prayer for each one of us here and as a church as we go into the new year, Lord, is that we will really seek your face, Lord, with all our hearts, Lord, with all our soul, with all our mind, Lord, that we would wake up, Lord, from our spiritual slumber, Lord, that we would realize that there's a world out there that really needs to know you, Lord, in a personal way, and that we have the answer, Lord, that we would be bold, Lord, with our friends, our neighbors, our work colleagues, Lord, to share you with them, Lord, to share you, Jesus, with them, that we would not be afraid, Lord, that we would fear not, because you are with us, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, just give us fresh, Lord, enthusiasm and boldness, Lord, for the new year, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
And so, Lord, we just thank you so much for who you are and all you mean to us. Thank you so much for revealing yourself to us. Thank you for giving us eyes to see the things that we can't humanly do, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to hear. And we just pray for all those here today with their families, with friends. We just pray today that you will be so clearly with us in our families and our family situations. And pray for great blessing upon all those in this church, Lord, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So now we're going to stand and we're going to sing one more, our final song. And Owen's got a baby in his hand, so he's on his way. So it's not a way in the manger, it's... And then we're going to guess what's in the box for Catherine.
Take a seat.